Well, he asked me a kashas on Amoraim, one to the other. Rav Yeshua ben Levi holds that whenever Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah says, Ba'amedev or Amorim, he's only come to explain the Tanakhama. There's no machloikis. So Nechnami, according to Rav Yeshua, there's no machloikis Tanakhama in Rav Yehuda. Now he asked me a kasha and Shmuel. Shmuel says there is halacha. Hatayah Shmuel agos on Rav Yeshua. And Shmuel holds no, that even though Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Ba'amedev, it's not a klal he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. It could be he's coming to argue on the Tanakhama. Because the machlokes amoraim, what's pshat when Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, Ba'medavar amurim. Right, the gavra gavra karamas. So the more masava pligi, one holds there is a machlokes, or masava le pligi, one holds no, there's no machlokes. Gufa, Om Rabbi Shur ben Levi, kol mokom shomer Rabbi Yehuda emosai. Whenever we have in a Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda starts off the statement saying like emosai, when is this said? Or else uvameh, like in our Mishnah, bameh devar mamurim, the Mishnah saying, in a Mishnah you should know, anywhere lefarish dubrech chomin. He's only coming to explain what the chomin said, what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Yechon Amar Amos Sai lefarish. He also know. If he says the Lashon of Amos Sai, then he's coming to explain. Uvameh lechalik. But when he says Lashon Bameh Devor Mamurim, then Tak is coming to argue on Tanakhama. For the Gemara of Yemesai Lefarish, is it true? Whenever you say Lashon of Yemesai is coming to explain on Tanakhama, Yemesai Lefarishu, V'yotanan we learned. V'yeluhein Apsulim. These are people that are possible to say Edis. These are Apsulay Edis. Hamasachi Bekuvia. People that play cards. Or Malva Beribis. People that borrow and with interest. Malva Beribis. Or Mafricha Yoinim. People that play a bet. They put their money down to bet on the flying of the birds. Not the horse races, but the bird races. People that sell and do their payers on Shrias. Rashi, the Rachman, Omar, L'Ochel, Avod, L'Schoira. The Torah says on the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, the payers that grow by themselves, you're only allowed to eat them and not do business with them. V'zeh, Shechaymed, Momen, Lav, Raveir, Ala, Momen, Roshahu. A person that can't hold himself back and takes those payers and sells it and makes money on it, he's called a Rosho. V'atoyru, Amru, Atoshas, Roshahid. That a Rosho can't become an aid. So these are the people that are supposed to be aids. And Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Amosai, when do we say the apostle, Bizman, Shein, Le'umnes, Elohi? That this is the whole livelihood. A person, his whole livelihood is only gambling. That's the way he makes his money. He's not kosher to be edis. Avul yesh li umnis shalohi. The person has a normal business. He has a good business. And just on the side, he likes to play a little bit. He gambles a little bit. He enjoys it. Then I raise a kosher. That's not called someone that's running after money. It's not the way he makes his money. That's called time for pleasure. He's not called a rusher then. He's still kosher li edis. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Now, the Tony Allah of Bryce learned on this in the Bryce the Chachamim and Chachamim say, Bein Shein La Yumnis, whether the person doesn't have any other business, this is the only business he does, only gambling, Elohi, or Bein Sheish La Yumnis, whether he has a regular Parnosa, he's only betting now and gambling for a joke, for his fun, is Bein Shein La Yumnis, Shalahi, he has no other business, Harei's apostle, that's his apostle. So here you see, even though Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Amosai, still the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So here is not like Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says whenever Rabbi Yehuda says Lashon of Amosai in the Mishnah, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. And here we see Klaw, the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara, he the Rabbi Yehuda Amr of Tafani. This din is not Rabbi Yehuda alone, it's Rabbi Yehuda Amr of Tafani. The Tanya. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Rab Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Rab Tarfin. It's not his own din. Li Oilam Ein Echad Mihem Nozir Lefi Shein Nizirus El Liaflor. A person is not a Nozir unless he says out clearly a clear Loshin. Shein Nizirus El Liaflor. Liaflor means he has to speak it out clearly exactly what he means. The Rashi says, Ein Echad Mihem Nozir Shenayim Sheyosh from two people were sitting. For all echad bo, and they saw somebody coming in front of them. The yomer echad mehem hareni nozir shezeh nozir. The yomer chaveroi hareni nozir shezeh nozir. The first one said, "I'm going to be a nozir if this person is a nozir." And the second one said, "I'm going to be a nozir if that person is not a nozir." That's what they said. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Tachman said, "Both of them is not a nozir here. The zirus is not chal. Why? Because it's not called a clear neder. Like you said, you're going to be a nozir only if that person is a nozir." Now, do you know if he's a Nazir or not? No. So, B'shas, you spoke out and said you want to be a Nazir. You do not know if he is, if it's Chal or not. That's not called a good Lashon for the Zeris. So, Rashi Laflo, She'en Nidroi Mefurish Alavadai. when you speak out to say, Hareini Nazar, want to be a Nazar, you have to speak out, Vadi, a Vadi to be a Nazar. For Loi B'Tera Sofik, I Nazar Oysa Abola Negzai. Not like here. If the person's a Nazar, then I want to be a Nazar. If you're not a Nazar, no, that's no good. Alma, what do we see? Kiva the Masafkula, I Nazar, I Loi, Nazar, who? Loi Mishaba Nafsha, he doesn't really mean to become a Nazar. Mina Sofik, a person doesn't do it. His Ochinami, Kiva the Loyodi, Koni, Le Gomro Makna. This is the story why gambling is awesome. Because you put money, you're betting on the horses. Now, when you put your money down, what are you putting it down for? Because you think you're going to win. You don't think you're going to lose. So you put the money on the almanas, you win. On the side, you lose when somebody takes your money. It's called like a ganif. Because you weren't really makna the money to somebody else. You never had that will to give it up. It's called like a smacht like anya. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, no matter what, even though you have other umnis, still you call the Russia. Trashi koni natsayich. You put your money down only, you have das only to win, and you only put your money down to win. You don't put it down to lose. Therefore, on the side you lose, when the other person takes it, you're like, it's stealing. Because you were not mocked, you didn't give up your money. So therefore, according to Yudhishita, you have to have a vadai. Therefore, any type of gambling here is possibly yedis.
Yeah, we'll hold it off. Pay base. Yeah, new parrot. Kate Samishtatsvim. Just really just Gemara we had yesterday, just last night, about gambling a little bit. Pesacha Bekuvya, that really they say that our gambling now is a little bit better. That a real issa, you can't say it's us, sir. Really, people that they don't really put the whole livelihood into gambling. You just do it for fun, or else you do it for terrorists like a business. Like if people play the stock market. That's like a business. Like, just like a business, you know, you buy certain things. And you want to sell them. So you're doing a terrorist business. Every business you may lose and you may gain. That's not exactly 100% gambling. And then the Mefarshim say more or less, like it's hard to say that it's also to do, even stop gambling like today. But it's not nice to do it. Yeah. But Negev to be apostle Yedus, that's only if you have no other umnis. If that's the only thing you do, only you make all your money just gambling, then you're apostle Yedus. Is that the Mishnah? Kate said Mishtatfim, Bitchumim. How do you, how are you allowed to make an eruv etchumim? If you want to make a tchum, an eruv, to carry out of the city. Now, one person wants to do it for a few people. He wants to put out a nos pas and be mezakrit to all the people. Is maniach es hachovius, he can put out a chovius of wine there, a lot of wine. It has enough for shtei sudis for a few people. For yomer, and he says, harei zeh l'chol b'nei iri. I'm making this eruv etchum now, I'm putting it outside the city, 2,000 amis, and I'm saying anybody in the city wants to rely on it could rely on it. L'chol mish yelech lebeis oval or lebeis hamishtem. His wife says they knew that it was an oval. Somebody sitting shiva outside the city, outside the tchum, and some people want to go to see him. So he wanted to put an eruv. If anybody in the city wants to use it, because b'samech my eruv, I have enough food there for everybody. And it's as if everybody made their own eruv with tchumim, that on Shabbos they could walk the extra 2,000 amos. Or the base of Mishnah, actually there was a chasna there, also a sudah show mitzvah. So the Mishnah says, V'chol shekibol olav b'vayd yoyim. Now anybody in the city, if they were makabel upon themselves before Shabbos, that we want to be samech on your eruv, m'vayd yoyim is mutter. Then it's takachal, the eruv is chal. Misha techshach, what about they first find out about it at night? In other words, it's true, somebody put down enough wine to everybody in the city. So he was mezakra to everybody. But we had before, you can't make an rubit chum mishleimi dai to shalodim. You can't do it like without his das. So if he finds out about it before Shabbos, that somebody put an eruv there for me, then it's chal. Like if you're nicha with that eruv there, it's like a chal. What about you first find out about it at night? On Shabbos by night, it's too late, then osur. Then it's too late to be samech on that eruv b'tchumim. Shein mar b'misha techshach. Because the klal of eruv b'tchumim is it can't be chal at night. Eruv tchum dafka has to be chal m'boy joim. Before Shabbos, you have to put your eruv out in the city, outside. But here, when it was still Friday, you didn't know anything about it. So even though the other person was mezakirat to whoever wants to use it, but eruv b'tchumim is only good if you also are maskim, you have das to use it. Here you first find out about it on Shabbos, it's no good. We'll see about in the Gemara a little bit more. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Ein ma'arvin elu l'dvar mitzvah. You should know you're only allowed to make an eruv etchumim if you want to go l'dvar mitzvah. Now, is that the Rabbanim gave you a heter to walk outside the city more than 2,000 amis? It's only if you want to go l'dvar mitzvah. The Rashi says, Lo yetiru chachomim lotzei tchus tchum ayidei eruv elu l'dvar mitzvah. Only if you're going for dvar mitzvah. So the more Maika Mashmon, what's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yosef Tanina? The Chur Tzarayah for now Mishnah like that. Our Mishnah says, L'chol mi sheyelech lebeis ovil, or the beis Mishnah. That the person put down their Rubi Tchumim and said, whoever wants to go to the beis ovil, that's a mitzvah to go see the beis ovil. Or else the beis Mishnah posh means a chasna. It's a mitzvah to go to a chasna. So the Mishnah's Chur says that for what purpose to go out of the city are allowed to make an Eruv? Only if it's L'dvar Mitzvah. So tomorrow, no. For now, Mishnah, maybe there wouldn't be 100% Raya. Mal de tema urcha de milsa katoni. Maybe for now, Mishnah, I'll tell you, that's the normal case. Normally, what do you want to go outside the city for? You have a good reason, like to go to chasna, go to Beis Ovum. Or then maybe it's lav davka dvar mitzvah, maybe for any purpose you want to go out, there should be mutam. Kamash Malon and Rabbi Yosef know that. Rabbi Yosef holds, you only allowed to make rubit chumon le dvar mitzvah. And that's why we hold like that, Vaistais. It's only mutal le dvar mitzvah. If you want to go to shul, like most of you outside in the mountains, and you have to walk to shul is more than 2,000 amis, you're allowed to make it a mubit chum, and that's all called the Dvar Mitzvah. Yeah. Right? V'chol shekibbol olam miboy joim. Our Mishnah says, whoever hears about it, that somebody made an Erev, and you hear about it before Shabbos, then the Erev could be chal for you. If the Chuzat Gemara shamat minof and al Mishnah, we have a raya, ain't Breira. You can't be samuch on the klal of Breira. Breira is pshat, that now you don't know about it. But later on Shabbos, when you find out about it, we say a svar huva double mafreya, as if to say you were nicha with it before Shabbos also. So why do you have to find out about dafka on Friday? Why isn't it good if you first find out or you first agree about it on Shabbos? And we should say huva, that once you agree, it's mistama, you also wanted it before Shabbos also. So why shouldn't that be good? Have the Gemara, or the Gemara, diyesh brera, because if you do hold the cloud from brera, tigla milsalam afreyam, the memoid yoim, hu nichale. If the person says on Shabbos, like then he makes up his mind, yes, I want to go to walk tomorrow, more than 2,000 amis, so now Friday, on Shabbos by night, he's maskim, I want the air to be chal for me. So why isn't it good? Let's say a story from brera, that once you say yes now, it's like mistoma, you also nicha, about era Shabbos, ben ashmashas. So who the Erev should be chal? Have the Gemara a note? Maybe there's no raya for our Mishnah. Omer Rav Ashi hoydiyuhu v'loy hoydiyuhu ketoni. Our Mishnah's pshat is the person did not know about it at all. You first have to know. The person has to realize that somebody made an error for me. That's what has to take place on Friday. Friday, whoever realizes it, that Ruvay made an Erev Tchum with anybody in the city. If he heard about it on Friday, now even though he wasn't Goma Badaita, he didn't say 100% yes, I want to use that Erev. He was masupik about it Friday night. Then it would be kosher. Even the first Shabbos night or Shabbos morning, then he decides, yes, I want to use that Erev to be able to walk another 2,000 amis. We would say the story from Breira. That when you make up your mind on Shabbos, we say, Friday night, Rebbeinu Shmoshes, you knew about the Erev. And at that time, you had a suffix if you should do it or not do it. So anytime you have a suffix at the beginning of Shabbos, we say, later on Shabbos, when you make up your mind, Vadai, it's as if that was your das at the beginning of Shabbos also. But that's only if you knew about that somebody made an error for you on Friday. But let's say, Lahu to you, you Bechlau on Friday before Shabbos did not know that somebody made an error for you. Then it doesn't pass, there's no din of brera then. Because even you first find out about it on Shabbos, so what? So you find out on Shabbos about it and you nicher on Shabbos. So what? We can say, though, that since you're saying yes on Shabbos, it's as if you said yes before Shabbos. Because before Shabbos, you didn't know about it at all. So, Mel, it's not a Shalom Breram. It's a vote from Hodiyu, Allah Hodiyu. If you found out that somebody made an error for you on Friday, then even though you weren't masking, you didn't say like 100% yes, still you can make up your mind on Shabbos. Because we do say the Surah from Breira. And usually we paskin on a Shalom, the Rabbonans, we paskin Yesh Breira. See, the Allah to go chutz tchum is only nisa the rabbonin. Therefore, we pass in yesh breira. So the Mishnah is saying, as long as you knew about it before Shabbos, then you can make up your mind on Shabbos. But v'loyeh to you, if your bechlal did not know about that somebody made an error for you before Shabbos, then it doesn't help on Shabbos to make up your mind. So the Mar Omar Ravasi, Koton ben Sheish. We have a son that's 6 years old. Yoytze berivimai. You should know he's allowed to go out with the error that his mother made. If his mother made in the Rubei Tchumim, that she's allowed to walk now out of the city another 2,000 amis, the son can also walk also. So Rashi learns that Yotze Be'erev Imoy, Erev Imoy Liatzma, the mother made in the Rubei Tchumim for herself only. V'loi Zichse Loi Be'erev, and she didn't have a Ferish Adas, like that part of the bread should belong to his son also. Still, the Chiddush is Molichosva Imo, that she's still allowed to walk with her son, Chus Letchum. Dekagufa Domi, A son that's only up till six years old is called like a part of the mother. The mistoma died your lay. Mistoma, the mother had to ask for the son also. The loy sagi lay belav imoy. Because the kid that's less than 6 years old can't manage without his mother. So the mother knows that if she's going to go out and walk more than a pay mama, mistoma, she wants the son to go with her. Because she has to take care of the son. So that's the chiddush. A cotton that's still ben shesh, only 6 years old, he's allowed to go out with the mother's erif. So the mother makes the other kash on this. Cotton should tzarech limoy. If a cotton that still needs his mother, then the klal is yoytze berivimoy. Then if the mother made an eruv etchumim to walk more than a pay mama, the son could also walk with the mother. V'shein tzarech limoy. What about a son that's old enough that does not need his mother? Then ein yoytze berivimoy. Even though the mother made the eruv, if she did not speak out specifically, my son also, the eruv doesn't know for the son, and only she could walk out of the tchum and not a son. Now, Tanan Nami Gabe Sukkah. We have the exact same halacha and we'll get it to Sukkah. Kihai Gavna, the same type of a case. Koton Shein Tzarech Limoy Chayiv Sukkah. If you have a Koton, a son, so a boy, or a man is Mechuyiv in Sukkah. So if the Koton is old enough that he doesn't need his mother, Al Sukkah's Chinuch, he's also supposed to eat in the Sukkah. Mashenkin, if he's Tzarech Limoy, then he does not eat in the Sukkah. Just like his mother doesn't eat in the Sukkah, and he's just put him in a Sukkah. So the son that needs her mother has a right to no din chinuch then. The son's allowed to eat home without, there's no mitzvah chinuch. Vavinim bo, now we ask the question, V'yezel koten shen Tzarech Limoy. How old is a son to say that he doesn't need his mother? Amri Dvar Rabbi Yanai, kol shenifne v'yen ima mekan chosoy. He could go to the basic. He said he doesn't need his mother to wipe him. That's already called the cut-in, Shein Tzarech Limoy. At that age already, even though the mother eats in the house, there would be a mitzvah chinuch to let him eat in the sukkah. We have Shimon ben Lokish, Omar, Kol Shenir. Anytime a son wakes up, V'yena Kari Imoy. It doesn't right away call his mother. V'yena Kari Imoy. So the more ima sakadaitich stam to call your mother. Kidelim nami kora. What's so difficult about that? Even older kids also, when they wake up, they need something. They ask the mother. Kids 9 years old, 10 years old, he also calls his mother. So that's not a riot to say you don't need your mother. The fact you wake up and you need something, you call your mother. An older person also calls his mother. Ela ema, say like this. Kol shenia mishnosa, so a kid that wakes up in the middle of the night, viena kari ima, means he doesn't stop calling his mother. Now, as a young kid, he keeps on crying, ma, he keeps on. An older kid already call once and wait till his mother comes. But if the kid keeps on calling out, that's called the cotton that needs his mother. So Rashi learns Pshat, Ela kol shenia mishnosa, he wakes up at night, viena kari ima, he doesn't call mother. Deloy types of the gearsters. One trait is he doesn't cry until the mother comes. His little kid calls him on the mother, doesn't come, he keeps on crying, keeps on saying, ma. That's called still a baby that needs his mother. But once the kid has enough das for it to call out one time, ma, and he waits till his mother comes, that's called the cotton that doesn't need his mother. Or the other gearster is the loyaniach. Alright. He doesn't wait. He doesn't, alright, same thing. That's called ain't tzarech limoy. That's called he doesn't need his mother. Now, the kama, how old is this? How old is a son called that he doesn't need his mother? Then a mele he'll be mechuyev as mitzvah chinuch to eat in the sukkah. Or who adin, if the mother makes an eruv, he cannot go out with his mother's eruv anymore. Kvar arba, kvar chamish. It's between 4 and 5 years old. So chur tzakasha, the first man the yama. You're saying till 6 years old, and here it says claw that the age of 4 and 5 is not called tzarech limoy anymore. So tzakasha on Rabasi. Rabasi said, kotin ben sheish. Even though he's 6 years old, he's still called Tzarech Limoy. And here it says, no, 4 or 5, Rashi says, Korolei ain't Tzarech Limoy. Kol chad l'fum churfei. It depends how sharp, now how much a kid matures. Some kids do it at 4, some do it at 5 first. Alma kol porim chihebe bar chomish, boy l'schuyei. When he comes 5 years old, then you have to make his own Erev Tchumah for him, you have to mezaka for him. Hotzfei mi bar dalad le korolei Tzarech Limoy de leipuk. And once he's more than 4 years old, if he's a smart kid, he's not called Tzarech Limoy, that he can't go out with his mother's Erev. So the Kasha and Rabasi said a clear shear until 6. Have the Gemara, Omer Rav Yosef, Brei the Ravidi, Ki Ko Omer Rav